still kung fu kick you in the dick. Old man Wade ain't nothing to fuck with. Old man Wade might stomp a cunt quick. Don't call old man Wade a punk bitch, cause he'll kung fu kick you in the dick.
Congratulations, old man Wade, for you were victorious by way of swift kick to the dick.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the severely ashy old man Wade. And right across me is the pinnacle of political perfection, the superior super woke Avi.
What up, everybody?
To my left, the genius of justification, Just Greg.
What's up?
Oh God, it's been a long time since you've been on the fucking show.
I know it has been.
And ladies and gentlemen, why slowly creeping, trying not to make any noise, but I'm being a dick. My lovely life.
Hey.
With her normal enthusiasm, as always.
I have to get my meds.
How's everybody doing today?
Great, man. You know, we live in a world now with a vaccine, so, you know, everything's great now.
You gonna take it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking it.
Judge me all you want, anti-vaxxers, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking the fucking vaccine. I don't really give a fuck.
I'm taking the shit out of that.
I'm going to take my time.
You going to take your time?
Yeah.
Take my time.
I'm judging you.
Right.
I'm going to take my time. I need to feel comfortable before I get in that seat and roll up my sleeves, you know?
Honestly, I get it. Especially when black people say it. Like, I think that everybody should be vaccinated, but when there's a hesitation, I understand it. It's hard to trust people that...
I just want to see what happens, you know? Like, I don't want to just hop on it because they say, well, it's a thing to do. It's well, let me see how
How many women have you said, hop on it, it's the thing to do?
Zero times. I'm not catching a case.
But here's the people I'm judging. People that eat out a girl... or give head on the first date if they're not getting the vaccine. Like, are you serious?
Oh, okay. All right. I was about to say, I was like, wait, what?
Or people that just buy weed from a random dude that they find on the corner. Like, so you trust these people.
Yeah.
But you don't trust
people are so selective.
Experts.
I saw a funny tweet today that said something along the lines of, if you were the type of person that sucked on a washcloth when you were young, you should not have to worry about the vaccine.
Oh, that's fucking great.
I'm trying to remember if I've done that when I was a kid.
And depending how dirty that bathroom was, you probably already immune.
Oh, God. Was it US? Because US sent the video, it was a picture of a New York subway station, and they're like, if you've actually gone into this subway station, you shouldn't be worried about the vaccine. Yo, I'm getting it. But I also, my therapist said something. Because he asked me if I was taking it. I was like, yeah. And he was like, okay. He goes, he said he's been telling all his clients, like, you know, don't be bullied into doing either. And that's what he's encouraging people. Like, if you don't want to take it, then don't take it. If you want to take it, but don't be bullied either way. Like,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Don't let social media sway you. You know, I get it. Everybody's concerns, I think everybody's concerns, either for or against it, are legit. Yeah. And at the end of the day, it's really up to them.
Not everybody's concerns are legit.
Well. But no, if it's concerning to you, it's either you want to take it or you not, or you don't want to take it. That's concerning.
But if you think that Bill Gates has like a microchip inserted into the syringes that are going to track you, whatever. Like,
see, I don't worry about stuff like that.
I'm not going to take you too seriously, but.
Especially when you have a device in your hand that's tracking you everywhere you go anyway.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people who don't give a shit either way. Yeah. Like if we actually are being tracked or listened to via our laptops, our like Google Home Assistants and stuff, I don't give a fuck.
I mean,
I have nothing to hide. I have nothing to hide. I'm not hiding children. Or I don't have kiddie porn. I don't have weapons of mass destruction. Like, I don't care. I'm a normal person.
Look, I got a weapon of mass destruction.
You a nasty motherfucker.
The only security measure I take is putting electrical tape over the camera on my desktop.
The front face of the camera?
That's the only thing I do.
You know what's funny? Normally, I would be like that, too, but I don't even use my laptop the jacket anymore, so... Whatever.
Oh, well, you know, I don't use it. I take the tape off before I check it. So I'm on the FBI to get it.
I've seen that episode of Black Mirror, so.
Yeah, I don't know. All right.
I don't need them watching me jacking it off. So I'm good, man.
I like how we went from, you know, COVID vaccine to jacking off in front of an FBI agent that's tracking you on your laptop.
I mean, if they want to watch it, be my guest, but like,
good content.
You know, whatever. That's just not my business. So I got a bit of a rant. Really? And Greg kind of feels me. A lot of it has to do with Twitter. People on Twitter are... Twitter, I love more than Facebook. Probably not as much as Instagram. But the people on Twitter can be some of the most hypocritical, obnoxious beings on the fucking planet. Like, the old man Wade phrase is, happy in my hypocrisy. I know who I am. I'm well aware that I'm going to say something in minute 5 that's going to contradict everything I said in minute 20. I get it. I'm honest with mine. Mm-hmm. But I read stuff people say, and I'm like, you literally just, I forgot the word I'm looking for. You literally just, everything you just said is contradictory to what you just said. But then if someone calls you out on it, they get all mad. It's like, what are you mad about? You know what I mean? You said what you said, so do it. And that's the other thing. They'll be the same person and be like, I said what I said. Mm-hmm. Which one is it?
So you're saying that people on social media tend to not be rational.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. And like, so it's one of the reasons why a lot of times I don't bother adding people in things. Mm-hmm. Like, because a few years ago, Artie Lang said something about Carrie Champion. And everyone was up in arms that she was pissed about it and was like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And someone asked me, like, well, what was the big issue? I'm like, he added her. So he wanted her to see it. So therefore, you put yourself in that ocean. Mm-hmm. So that's how it's going to happen. So the reason I bring this up is because I'm just letting everyone know right now. Fuck you. I'm not pulling any punches anymore. Mm-hmm. Yes, this is me pulling punches for the last 200 some odd episodes.
Okay.
I'm not doing it anymore. Like, my therapist, I've been talking about it. It's like, I've stressed myself out so much just not saying what's on my mind. I look at Greg, who pretty much is a little more reserved than I know him when we're like speaking person to person, but you don't hold back, and I respect the shit out of that. You're the same way, which comes up to one of the questions that someone asked you, Javi. But like, but the idea of it is actually kind of funny, because it's like, why the fuck am I so reserved? Fuck that noise. I'm done. I am so done. Yeah. I did a show with someone a month and a half ago, and they were going on and on and on about something. Then I voiced an opinion, and they got on me. I'm like, yo, don't put this episode out if you're going to, like, be a dick about shit.
Yeah. I'm so happy to hear that, like, because I know we've had conversations, and I know for a fact that everybody that you hang out with that care about you probably had this conversation with you, too. It's like, absolutely. Yo, don't worry about what people
think. I had this conversation with Greg when we lived together.
Yeah, you know, because I think you are a very empathetic person, right? Like, I think even sometimes to a fault, like, you really care about whether or not you hurt somebody's feelings or whatever, which I think, you know, that's great because you're not an asshole, right? But I think there's a balance to that, like, because people will take advantage of that and it will stress you the fuck out. Yeah. So I'm more than happy to hear you saying that. You know what? Welcome. I'm going to say what I want because you have a lot to share. You're a friggin' writer.
Yeah, so just let that shit out. It's fucking annoying. You know? Like, that's one of the reasons I don't read the comments on a lot of things. Yeah. I don't, like, fuck you. Yeah. I wrote it, you read it.
I read the comments.
I can't. I absolutely will not read the comments. I want to find this one comment someone wrote, and it was, like, the most eloquently written thing, and then he ended it with, go fuck yourself. It was so great. I was like, wow, I responded, I'm not even mad.
That's what I'm saying. Some of the troll shit is impressive, yo. It's aggravating, but some of it's kind of creative.
Greg, have you heard this one? When it's just like, it was like, do X, Y, and Z, you cowards. It's like, no.
No, I didn't hear that one.
Actually. It's always like, you know, like, it was like, make a movie about this, you cowards. It's like, no. Fuck you.
Hey.
You know. The shit just kills me, man.
Make your own DM.
So you're now the Lord of Enlightenment.
The Lord of Enlightenment. Okay, I'm not going to go that far.
The Epiphany God.
The Epiphany God. I know a girl named Epiphany.
You would know a girl named
Epiphany. I do not know a girl named Epiphany. Oh, man.
Shout out to all the girls named Epiphany.
So, I'm pretty sure I'm spelling this wrong, but whatever. Google will correct it when I put it into the computer. So I went online and I asked some people some questions about, you know, is there anything that you'd like to ask a guy? Like, you know, I'm going to have my friends on there. One of them came up with, they'd like to know why someone can't be friends without any alternative motives.
Why can't guys be friends
with women without any alternative motives?
Who asked this question?
I'm keeping everyone's name out.
Was it a male or a female?
It was a woman. It was women asking guys questions.
You want to take this?
Okay. I'll take it. Well, I learned a very long time ago that, well, the way I see it is that people in general, it's not just a guy thing. First of all, it's really not just a guy thing.
It's not.
Because women are very covert in the same fashion. Mm-hmm. But I find that it's natural for people, men and women, to befriend each other. And some of the basis of that friendship being because there's a certain level of attraction. That's normal.
Yeah.
Like, they may not, it may not be like the whole reason why they're even interacting or have any type of interest in each other, but it might be in the back of their mind, you know.
Yeah.
But I think some guys, I'm a guy, so I can speak for guys, but I know some guys guys befriend women, obviously because they're attractive and because they probably don't have the balls to say, hey, what's up with me and you, or like right from the gate. They, instead of just coming right out and saying, hey, listen, I'm really feeling you. I'd like to take you out. I'd like to go on a date. I'd like to be more than your friend, like, and get to know each other. Like, they rather just take what might seem like the safer route and just pretend to be their friend. And hopefully when they see an opening, they'll swoop right in and say, hey, what's up with you and me? And that's sketchy to me.
Well, that's precisely why I don't take a lot of the, like, oh, she put me in the friend zone, whatever. She's a bitch because she put me in a friend zone. I don't take a lot of that seriously because I think it stems from that. When I see people go through that, it's usually guys that don't really have the confidence to say, like, yo, I'm feeling you from the get. So it creates a false first impression. Like, oh, even if she might have been interested in you, the relationship started off as like a friendship type of situation, right? And she might be talking to a whole bunch of other people that are way more confident than you, a lot more upfront. So, of course, she's going to put you in that corner. But it isn't because she's fucking with your mind or whatever, like, purposely. It's just, yo, you never really stepped up to the plate. Like, step up to the plate. If you get rejected, you get rejected.
Or she just might not be feeling you.
Or she just might want her to be your friend. Like, I think for me, like, I'm more comfortable around women, period. Like that, because I grew up around them. Like my family's 90% female. Like, and it's just how I've always been. And I'm also a natural flirt. Like, I just flirt not even knowing about it. So, like, I've rarely been in a situation where, this might sound horrible, but like a lot of women that I was friends with, you know, if I was attracted to them, there's a good chance that something may have happened, right? Okay. But that's only because, like, from the get-go, I'm flirting, like, you know, like the conversations we have sometimes go to a certain level. So that's precisely why I have that perspective, like, because I see the issue comes from how you interact with the people you're with. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that, don't create that false impression.
Yeah, I think, again, I think it's creepy because when you finally tell that person, you show them that romantic interest going from just being friends and appearing to be interested on just a friendly level to being suddenly romantically interested, it kind of makes them... I can imagine that it kind of makes them get a little uncomfortable and look back at times where, you know, you presented yourself as someone who's genuine and someone you'd like to share your secrets with, and like
I trusted friend, I got trusted friends, yeah,
stuff like that. Yeah. When secretly you were, you know, plotting, you know, that's real weak to me. And I've always, like, I know I've said this many times to my friends, my female friends particular too, that I'm not with that.
Yeah.
When I, if I'm interested in somebody, in a on a romantic level, I prefer to pursue them in that manner first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If it doesn't work out, if she's not interested, but she still wants to be cool and nice about it, all right, cool. We can be cool. Like, it's no biggie, whatever. And that's what it's going to be. I'm not going to continue to, like, I'm not going to pretend be her friend from then on and then, like, secretly plot. You know, because I know some guys do that too.
Yeah.
If you're my friend, you're my friend. If you're someone I'm interested in, you're going to be someone that I'm going to show interest in. I'm not going to leave any, like, anything up for interpretation or anything like that.
And I think a lot, most people that I chill with have that same mentality. So yeah. I think the answer to the question is, that's not every guy.
Yeah,
like, it's not every woman. Like, right, like, it's some people are just creeps. And they're the ones that those are the main ones that would say, like, I'm a nice guy, whatever, yeah. But you're really not.
So let me just say this. There's also been situations where, and I've been in those situations where you start hanging out with somebody and it's like, it's completely friendly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You develop feelings. Yeah. That kind of happens. But I think there's a difference between, like, developing feelings and just saying, and, like, you know what I mean? If you develop feelings and you know the other person kind of isn't feeling that way, it's kind of selfish to even, like, say something, you know what I mean? Yeah. Especially when it could make the friendship a little more awkward, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have a good amount of women friends. I think it's probably even on both sides of it. But I also know women know that, like, I let them know up front, like, yo, I'm married.
Yeah.
So the conversations we have are strictly platonic, so let's not even get that confused. And I've noticed one woman in particular that I work
with. That doesn't help, though.
No, sometimes it doesn't, but I think because it's like, I let it clear, like, don't even fucking flirt with me, because it's not going anywhere. There's one woman in particular I work with who respects the fact that I do, because some of the dudes I work with, they cheat on their wives. Some of the other people who work in the building, they cheat on their husbands, and they just go out and they're just fucking everything. Mm-hmm. I ain't with that. Not my.
They still ain't taking the vaccine. Nasty.
Yeah. So I think, so I agree with both of you guys, but there is really no more to it. Like, it's, you know.
Yeah. You can be friends with somebody as long as you're upfront.
All right.
It also shows, before we move on, it also shows a lack of discipline.
Mm.
That's true.
Because
yeah.
I believe, and I always tell people this too, it's a life hack to be disciplined. Yeah. Especially in certain areas. Especially if you can control yourself around women. Like, if you have, like, a sexual interest in somebody or a romantic interest in somebody, or it might not be the right time or the right place, or just somebody that you know they might not be in the right state of mind, or they might not be, you know, in a place in their life where they can entertain any romance or anything sexual with somebody. You know, when you have discipline, you can be like, okay, well, there's like 4 billion other women on the planet. Like, why am I gonna do that? Or you can be the guy, like the guys who have no discipline, they're not gonna read the room and try to holler at everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At funerals with their kids,
at the gas station, like.
Yeah. But like me personally, I like it. I have female friends who say, hey, Greg, one of the things that I like about you is that you've never tried to holler at me.
Mm-mm.
I have female friends that most, like 90% of their guy friends eventually try to holler, eventually try to sleep with them, like did creepy stuff. And I'm the guy, well, one of the guys that they've met and been cool with for months or even years and has never tried anything. Because if we're on some romantic shit, we're gonna be on romantic shit. If that's if I want that to happen and she wants to have that to happen. If I just see you as a friend, I'm treating you as a friend.
Yo, you know what's crazy? I know you want to get to the next topic, but you bring up a great point, because I think that discipline not only is it helpful for that, it's also helpful to keep you away from situations that are harmful. Like, so not only should you read the room to figure out whether or not somebody is willing to be in a relationship with you, you got to read the room to figure out if somebody's in a state of mind that pushes them into getting into relationships with people, because they're either lonely, they're desperate, you know, they just had a breakup, you know, like the rebound situation.
Well,
like,
super
you could find yourself, it's predatory, one, and two, it's not gonna end the way you think it's gonna end, right? Somebody's gonna get stressed out. Somebody's gonna end up hurt. Like, it's not gonna be, like, it's nothing good ever comes from those types of situations. But, right? It's very important to, like, if you're truly friends with somebody, male or female, you need to know their life. You need to know what they're going through, right? And not in a way to
prey on, like, their weaknesses.
But just to be a friend. Just to be somebody that they can depend on.
So let me take this. I've been in situations where I've been completely friends with somebody, and we ended up fucking. Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't work out. We're still friends.
Yeah.
Is there a difference between that, like, where, like, feelings do happen, situations do come up, and it's not the intention, and you end up fucking? Is there a difference?
There is. I think, now see, I don't think that happened because, like, the sky was blue one day. You know what I mean? I think there had to be some little bit of buildup before that came about. Because I can think of a situation where I was just cool with somebody, and we talked all the time, and I didn't really have intentions of being romantic with this person because I don't know why, I just didn't really see that happening.
Yeah.
And then I noticed that there were a few times, even though she was attractive, there were a few times where we kind of had an exchange that was flirty, and she meant it and I meant it, but we didn't let it go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember one time I was like, you know, I think this kind of reached its boiling point. What's good? You know, let's go. And we did our thing, and that was that. But generally, I don't sleep with my friends. Yeah. I don't. Like, it's just, I don't like having that blurry, I don't like having that
blurred line with
that
everything
blurred
that
line
on, yeah.
where, you know, this is my friend, but not really, because we used to sleep
Have you
together,
always felt like, that way? Because we're older now. Like, I feel that when I say, like, a lot of my friends that I was attracted to, if there was a mutual attraction, things happened. Mm-hmm. But I was also in my early 20s, late teens at that point in time, right? Like,
same.
You know?
Yes.
I had to learn, like, early on, of course, like everybody else, like, if I had a female friend that was, I found attractive, I could be her friend, but if she ever called me up and said, hey, I want to be more than your friend, I'd be like, all right, what were you waiting for?
Yeah.
Like, but as I got older, more mature, and I saw what happened to some people in those situations, and I didn't want to end up in those situations myself, I just decided, like, you know what, just, you got to have a clear distinction with people.
Yeah.
We either going to be friends, or we're going to be more than friends. I rather, if I know I'm interested in somebody from the gate, I'm going to approach them from a romantic level from the gate.
Because you're being honest about the situation from the get-go.
And I'm not saying I'm going to be all up in your face ASAP. I'm not saying that. I'm going to feel you out. And if I'm getting, you know, good signals and, you know, a lot of green lights here and there, okay, cool. We'll see where this goes. But if there's things that I don't like, I'll just leave it alone. Because I'm not like some guys, I'm not led by my penis. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I do, like, I currently have a few female friends that I do think are attractive. But even those female friends can say that I've never made a pass at them. And it's not because I don't find them attractive. They are attractive. But if I've already decided that you're not someone that I want to pursue, then I'm going to keep it that way.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna flirt with you. I'm not going to, like, send you no
But you Haitian, though.
Photos.
How do you keep that? How do you keep that flirtation?
Because
I have
to.
I can
say
discipline.
That
I'm half Haitian.
I have the discipline.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's also, I actually know a lot of people who know, you can just crack it open. I also have a lot of friends, women friends, who look at you like that as well. And they're like, and they're Haitian. They go, Greg's not like the typical, and this is them saying it, not me. Greg's not the typical nasty, like cheating Haitian man.
Oh, I've been a hoe before.
Oh, yeah.
When people ask, like, I'm straight up, I've been a hoe before. But
speaking of being speaking of being a hoe before. I asked this question and someone DM'd me on the slide. Greg, when are you gonna let me slap them cheeks? Oh my god.
First of all, what cheeks? Because I ain't got cheeks like that.
She wants to slap them cheeks though. Yo, I was fucking dying when they sent me this.
But it was...
It was a listener who, like, someone... I don't even know. But they had DM'd me, and they were just like, oh, I love his voice, and I love his personality and style. And I'm like, do you want to keep your name out of it? They were like, yeah. I'm like, all right, I'll keep your name out.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Like, I brought like, women around here. Like, not my wife, right? That when Greg was here. And they're like...
Oh, they fucking love her.
So I'm like, all right, shoot. Some of these girls don't talk to nobody, so...
Yo, let me tell you. Greg is a fuck... Let me tell you. When me and Greg worked together, there were two sets of women we worked
with. That's Greg, true, yep.
There was the fuck Greg coalition and the I want to fuck Greg coalition. There was no in between.
There was no in between.
Actually, no. A homegirl Megan wasn't in that, but she's a cool... No. But there...
Actually, there was an in between. There were people...
It's hyperbole and all that.
And then there were some who... hated me.
Yo.
And I did not know why. They just hated me. And then there were some who were mad cool, loved me, and it was all good.
One of my favorite...
Ladies know who are listening, Greg has no kids, and he's, I believe he's available?
I'm not available.
So let me tell you, this was...
I'm trying to give you the old man plug.
I'm just saying.
So this was one of my favorite moments in Gap history. We were sitting at the front, and somebody was talking big shit about you around me. And I went, you know he's my roommate, right? And they were like, what? And they didn't believe me. They thought I was fucking around. And then they saw me and you get on the bus and they was like, he's really your roommate? I went, oh yeah. And I was like, I'm not going to say anything, but, you know, watch your fucking mouth around me.
And I wouldn't be surprised if it was somebody that I barely spoke to as well.
People hate...
Well, girls are like that. Yo, and that's the thing. It's not just men. Because I know for a fact, there's a lot of women. And again, I think it's confidence. Like, either it's a man or a female. You don't have the confidence to approach somebody because you think they're going to reject you. There's a lot of women out there that are doing the same thing. Like, they'll become friends with you hoping that you might make the first move or something like that. And it never happens. And it might cause some tension.
There was a lot of that. Because I've seen some women who would talk shit about Greg.
Yeah.
And then I catch them looking. I'm like, yeah. You hate him.
Yeah, trust me.
And I know.
We're all the same. species, man.
I once befriended a woman that I knew from online, and we were cool. Started talking on the phone eventually, and that was like after I broke up with my ex and everything. Started talking on the phone and everything. And when you're single, you can do whatever the hell you want. When I'm in a relationship, I don't chill with women like that. I might speak to them. We might hit each other via text on some cordial shit, of course. Or whatever, social media, blah, blah, blah. But it's always cordial. I'm not going to disrespect my relationship. But when I'm not in a relationship anymore, I can do whatever the hell I want. So
yeah, absolutely.
We hung out and everything. We chilled and stuff. And it was all friendly. But this is why I had to say that guys do it and women do it too.
Yeah.
Eventually, she let it be known she was interested in me. And I told her, like, yeah, well, I just got out of my relationship. And, you know, I'll be no good to you. And, you know, because my mind isn't there.
And now you're a dog.
And, no, she didn't know.
No, I'm having a hobby, and now you're a dog.
Well, that...
I've seen
that,
it happen.
Yeah, that can happen, but it didn't happen with me. It was just like... I just didn't... Like, I get it. Maybe she wasn't comfortable enough to just tell me that upfront, but the fact that she kind of do it, she did it on the sly, it kind of felt like, that's the thing I don't like. Yeah. Like, don't pretend to be all cool and everything, you know, and then all of a sudden, boom, like, you wanted more. But shit, I ended up, she was a nice, she was a very nice chick, but I ended up not taking her up on, you know, that interest because she ended up, I know it sounds stupid, but she was on my ex's radar at the time. And I did not want to give my ex the satisfaction.
Oh, I get it. Thinking, oh, she likes you, you know.
She one likes, of those
situations. Yeah, like, she, like, it was, like, it was kind of like that.
Yeah, yep.
And she thought something was going on the whole time while we were in a relationship.
Smart man, because, like, you know, you would have been in those, you would have been in those group chats. You would, your name would have been all over those group chats.
Yeah, I mean, but people are going to say what they want to say, but I don't have a reason to make it up, but they're going to think what they want to think. But
that's 100% true.
You know, guys, we deal with it too, where we're faithful to our women, the guys who are faithful to our women, and then we have opportunities. We all have opportunities. We all deal with temptation.
Yep.
Because some of the women that come at us are fine.
Yep.
Some of them are fine, and they probably wouldn't say shit if you wanted to risk it all with them. But, you know, it's really not worth it. If you got something good at home, it's not worth it. But that's something, it's not just women who have to deal with it. I know women like to say, oh, well, we turn guys down all the time. Why can't y'all do the same? Yo, we turn women down all the time, too. We may
They used to those ashy dudes that, you know what I'm saying, that stay in the friend zone. Like, I'm not even trying to say, like, you have to be, like, freaking Greg level here, right? Like, as long as, you know, as long as you're just a normal human being, somebody's going to be attracted to you, right? And it's going to be an opportunity for you to either accept it or reject it, male or female, right? Like,
So we answered that question, right?
Yeah, very detailed.
Yeah, we
did. You're welcome.
And I quote, "Why do you lie? Even over simple shit. Why do you date women you know you're not ready for on the same page with, knowing you could only keep the front up for so long?"
Man.
Men lie. Women lie. Everybody fucking lies.
Yeah. Let me not say everybody. No. I know everybody tells a lie.
Everybody lies.
But only certain people lie habitually. I know. And you know what? I'm not even into zodiac signs.
Yeah.
But the most, I've known two or three pathological liars my whole life.
Yeah.
All Geminis.
All Geminis?
All of them. Like,
you hear that black rabbit? He coming at you. I see. You see Gemini? Yeah.
Oh, but you know what? I say female, too. I can think of one female Gemini that I can't, honestly, I don't know her to be a liar. But other than that, when they ended up being pathological liars, they just happened to be female and Geminis.
Well, I'm going to be fair. I'm gonna be the contrarian in this conversation, right? Men do lie, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there's some social pressures that cause that, right? And I'm going by the conversations I'm hearing around this whole situation.
Yeah.
It's like, you want a guy, or some women want, a lot of women want a guy that can take care of them, right? Take them out on expensive dates, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of men that are gonna put up that front, even if they don't have the money, right?
Yep.
They're gonna spend their whole check taking you to, like, a fancy steakhouse, fancy Italian dinner, just to impress you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, blow their whole bank account on, like, a couple of outfits that impress you, or buy you a bag or something for, like, that first month, 2 months.
Yeah.
That shit's not sustainable for a lot of people.
It's not.
It's not sustainable. So eventually they're gonna have to come to reality, and you're either gonna be honest about it and say, like, yo, I really don't have it. I can't provide the things that you expect me to provide, or you're gonna lie about it. You're gonna be like, oh, I can't go out tonight because I gotta take care of my sick grandmother or whatever, right? Like, and then eventually these lies are gonna, you're gonna have to keep up with these lies, blah, 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 blah. And women, they got that intuition, right? And over time, they're gonna be like, oh, why is this guy lying to me? And then it's gonna create more suspicion. Like, what else is he lying about? But, blah, blah, blah. And then it creates, like, this whole, like, just I don't know. It's not something I deal with because I'm.
We out the game.
I'm out the game, and even before, I was honest.
Yeah, I didn't lie. I ain't got it.
I mean, but whatever. I'm not even going to talk about that. But I think there's something to it. But I think the reason why, that question is posed, and why a lot of women ask that question is just like, I think there's a lot expected from men, especially nowadays. I think people look at like my relationship, and they don't see the arguments, and they don't mm-hmm. see the frustrations, they don't see whatever. All they see is like, oh, you know, he loves his wife, she loves him, blah blah blah. I want that. And they look at somebody that, don't look at people that have been married for a decade as the ideal for your dating relationship. It's not realistic. You got to build that shit up, right? You got to. Yeah. You just got to build it up, and then if you try to start from what you perceive us to be, right? It's not sustainable, and then it's all gonna seem like a lot.
Like me and my wife have been together.
I hope that makes sense.
It does. Me and my wife have been together for 13 years. We've been married for 5.
Yeah.
We still argue. We still like getting heated debates. We uh-huh. still have these issues, but like I can honestly say debates. That like. Mm-hmm. No, sometimes there's a difference between heated arguments, heated debates, and arguments.
You and Valky would be debating heatedly.
We would. That's just it's just how we are. Yeah. But I think the one thing about it is like I come to terms with us individually, like her dealing with whatever she has going on, and me dealing with all my many mental health issues has helped us come together. We still get mad. I still say stupid shit, thinking it's funny. You know what I mean? And she's just like, you know, that really hurt. Maria will say, Valkyrie will say some things that's just kind of like, that may hurt my feelings, that she may not understand. And I say something to her in like, you know, in retort. So we're still learning. Like, relationships, you're going to be, I honestly don't think that a relationship works if you don't learn from each other consistently as you go on. Like, I love the fact that I can still make my wife laugh. That's one of my favorite things in the world is to genuinely say something to her that makes her happy, that makes mm-hmm. her laugh, or buying gifts that like she's like, oh my god, I can't believe you do that. Like I try not to, like I got electronics 2 years in a row, no electronics this year. I used to get her the Pandora bracelets every year for Christmas and for her birthday. Mm-hmm. I don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And like I may go back to it, but because we kind of like switch things up and stuff like that, it keeps the relationship fresh. So when someone goes like, oh, I look at you, I was like, dog, we go through it.
Yeah.
We absolutely go through it. We got into an argument this morning over something stupid.
Yeah. Probably but, like, yo, you left the mayonnaise jar slightly ajar.
It was something like that.
But anything crazy, right?
But you know what I mean? And I said something to retort that I shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I did what I had to do. I came back up and we were fine. That shit takes work.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem with a lot of relationships. People don't want to put the work in for it. And I noticed that a lot with like this, I shouldn't say this generation, but with people now with relationships, they think that shit's all going to be like a romantic comedy where in 2 hours, your relationship's fine. But it's like, nah, dog, even in the fucking romantic comedies, that shit's weeks, months, years into the shit. It's like, yo, this microwave generation doesn't really, I shouldn't say it's microwave generation, but people who feel like they're owed something because they put quote unquote the work in, it don't work. Like it doesn't
you're
end up like that.
Constantly working,
dog. Like me and you have had this conversation about the podcast, and I'm just like, yo, how come I'm not doing these numbers? How come da 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 da? And you've always reminded me, you're not that person. I don't have the same type of connections the other person does. I've had this conversation with you back when I was super insecure. Like, yo, how come this person gets to work there? And Greg would flat out like, did you apply for the job? The fuck are you mad about? You know what I mean? So, like, there's things that go into it, and I just, like, when it's, like, when people, and back, to bring it all back, like, when people lie and they do stuff like that, you're doing yourself a disservice.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? If you're not being genuine, the genuine person of who you are, like you said, that shit's gonna come back to you, and it's just like, well, you were doing this before, why can't you do it anymore?
Yeah.
So, I think that men lie the way they do. Well, some men lie the way they do out of pure selfishness.
Yeah, that's another.
That's the main benefit.
Yeah.
People lie for benefit. So it's mainly selfishness. Guys will lie about, you know, where they work, how much money they make, whether they have a girl or not.
They have sex with a certain girl or not.
Yeah, like, you know, what brand they wear, or, you know, what, like, just random stuff. They'll lie about whatever. Like they said, they'll lie about the smallest things that don't even matter. I understand that. And that's usually because they're trying to benefit. That's really the only reason to lie is to benefit and to manipulate people.
I will add one thing, right? I think for the most part, mm-hmm. lying is a negative, right?
Yeah.
But selfishness isn't necessarily a negative. In my book, sometimes when I look at selfishness, I look at it as human nature, right?
Yeah.
So I think, like, you could have a lie. You could lie about your job, yeah, right? Or you could lie about, say, I don't know. It's like, I can't even think of a white lie, to be honest with you. But there's some lies that weigh more than others, right? And I think sometimes the lie happens when you're trying to impress somebody, mm-hmm. right? When you don't have the confidence in yourself, mm-hmm. right? When you don't think that what you have is enough. So you're really feeling this girl, like, you're seeing this girl, like I want to be with her. You can't even believe that she's giving you the time of day, right? And you're like, yo, I can't fuck this up. I fucked up my last three relationships because I was a bum or whatever. I felt, even if you're not a bum, you're feeling it, right? So I'm just going to impress her. And you're going to impress her. You're going to work hard. You're going to put in overtime. You can do all this shit, right? Mm-hmm. But then it might be that one lie that you said, right, to impress her, right? Mm-hmm. Not knowing that you're going to need to lie because she's if a girl's giving you her time, if anybody is giving you their time, they like you. Mm-hmm. You're feeling you don't gotta lie.
That's true.
Right?
But I think that's manipulation.
Because
if you're lying to a chick that you're feeling, even if you froze in the moment and told the lie, you still committed an act of manipulation because you said it based on what you think her reaction was.
It's whack. It's whack. And I would not fault the woman for not wanting to fuck with you once she found out that's a lie. Mm-hmm. But I guess what I'm trying to say, it's also rational. I could understand. I wouldn't personally do it, but I could understand. I guess to answer the question, like, why do people lie, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's complicated, right? And one of the, sometimes, I think that, so in a long term, like, in my relationship, right? If I do lie to my wife, right? I try not to lie to my wife, right?
Yeah.
But whatever, people are human, things happen, right? Whatever. I haven't done this, I don't think I have lied to my wife.
Be very careful.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm just trying to be fair, right? But I think
I'm not gonna lie. I have 100% lied to my wife.
But probably little things. I'm trying to think, like, oh, I did. I got a sundae. Like, I bought some ice cream, even though she wants me to, like, you know, drink some protein shakes or some shit. But I got like an ice cream.
I didn't get Uber Eats.
What are you talking about? I didn't do that. Right.
So okay, like, you know what? I've never. But I also kind of defined, Greg, check your text message. You'll see one of the lies I've actually told. I'm not telling you. but there are some lies that I've told that have been big, but, like, I don't even know if they can be categorized as big, but some things that just, like, I don't think need to be said.
Yeah.
And yes, an admission of truth is a lie. Like, you know what I mean? If people, like, if you don't tell somebody something knowing that they're going to have a negative reaction.
I get where you're going with this.
Like, that is a lie. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let's just call it like it is. That is a fucking lie.
Why do you think men, as women like to say it on social media, men have the tendency to disturb women and disturb women's peace and entertain women that they're not quote unquote part ready for? All
that's right. Okay. I hate that
so much, bro.
It sounds so arrogant, right?
But
here's the thing.
It's arrogant as fuck.
Here's the thing.
And a lot of women I love say that.
In some situations, and I don't mean to sound like I'm on the women's side, but I don't hear it spoken about enough. When it comes to the differences between men and women, generally men don't have a biological clock, and women do. Once they start to hit their 30s, 35, that's dangerous territory if they're considering having children in the future. So they don't have as much time to play around and grow as, and to grow and to settle down as we as men do.
Yeah.
So I do think it's important, and it's not spoken about enough, that once women start to reach, you know, north of like 26, 27, they have less time to play with, and guys should actually try to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
So if you meet, if you're whatever age you are as a man, and you meet a woman who's 31, who has no kids, who's, you know, just getting into her career or well into her career and everything, and told you, I want to get married one day, I want to have children, and he knows for a fact that he's not even close to that.
Yeah.
I don't think they would be a good match going forward. Because he has plenty of time to figure out if he wants children or not. He has plenty of time to decide if that's even the woman he wants to be with going forward. Yeah. But she doesn't have the same amount of time. So in that respect, I'll respect that. I'll respect that if a woman is 29, if a woman is, especially if she's like 34, 35, saying, listen, I don't have time to play with these guys. I have a place I want to be in the near future, and I need a guy who's ready to meet me there around that time.
But that's the crazy part about it for me, is that I know plenty of men in their 30s, right, that are ready for that have their shit together, right, but are also single. Or available. And I know plenty of women, same situation. But then they don't meet for some reason. Like, I'm not in the game, so I don't really know what's causing this issue. But it seems like people are constantly meeting the wrong people. I don't understand why that's the case. Like, I don't get it.
I think there's a lot that goes into that.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I'm just gonna say it like this, and I'll simplify it. It's just literally how it works and how it goes.
Mm.
Think about all the times, like, all the people that... Well, you're a little... Actually, no. We can use you for it. You and your wife.
Mm.
Think of all the things that had to happen for the planets to align or whatever you want to call it for you to become romantically involved.
Well,
you've known each other forever.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, true.
I thought about this...
We were friends. Like, and that's the thing. Like, me and my wife, we were, like... friends before we even got romantic, right? And then we were romantic for a while, then we stopped, we were still friends, and then, like, it was just, then we got engaged and we got married, right? Like, it was just like a very long-term courting situation.
Duh, that happened, right? Like, you remember me and both, it was funny because on both ends, both me and my now wife just wanted to fuck.
Mm.
That was all it was. When we initially met each other, all we wanted to do was fuck.
The oldest love story of all time.
In everything, and it's funny because, like, you know the age-old question, what would you go back and change in your life if you could, and blah, blah, blah. That's been something that's weighed heavy on my heart recently and on my mind. And I think about things that would change, but it's like, if I change this, I don't meet my wife.
Yeah.
If I change this, me and my best friend don't have the relationship that we do. If I change this, the two people in the room, I may not have even met either one of you. Like, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of things that go into, like, changing your life, you know what I mean? So it's like, why, if your life is, like, I understand if you're, like, homeless on the street or you're just in a really unfortunate situation.
Mm-hmm.
My life isn't bad. Am I making six figures a year? No. But I'm at a point right now where my wife goes, you know you can buy stuff for yourself if you want. I'm like, I buy comic books. That's what I do. Like,
that's,
you know what I mean?
That's,
like,
crazy. And the build up to that situation... So when I was in, like, if I was in school, I was married throughout going back to school in that, like, super struggle phase. I can't pay to get the heat on because I still have three jobs plus a full time student, but I just don't have any money because I'm paying for books and all this other shit, right? I'm at a point now, both me and my wife, where we're making good money together, right? So, but even just me alone, I'm making decent money.
Mm-hmm.
If I was single, I probably would be considered ready for certain women, right? But it took a long time for me to get to that point. Like, I had to, and I was working really hard. I think I probably was the type of person they were talking about that might be ready for them. But if they saw me and the way I was living and how I was struggling, they wouldn't give me the time of day, right? Yeah. So it's like, are you willing to wait for somebody to be ready, right? You know, like, is that fair to even ask?
No, because you know that, like, that comes down to the whole thing where you hear, if you don't like me at my worst, you don't accept me at my best. That works both ways.
It does, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, my wife was around me when, for years, she made more money than I did. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it was, but, like, we, neither one of us ever, she never looked at me as a what's the word, a broke boy?
Yeah.
She never looked at me like that because I made her life as happy as possible. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't necessarily mean her buying her, like, it was
swinging that brick, brick.
swinging me on her. So, like, perfect example. One day, it was, like, it was around Valentine's Day, and she goes, I go, hey, do you want, I'm about to leave work, do you want anything? She goes, oh, get me chocolate. I bought her a 1 pound bar, a 5 pound Hershey bar. Mm-hmm. And she goes, really? But she laughed. Hmm. Something as simple as that changes the dynamic of things. And it's like, but again, I wasn't making a lot of fucking money, but I worked a lot of overtime to make that. Mm-hmm. Now I make more than she does, and I'm not looking at her like, oh, you're broke and blah, blah, blah. I'm actually kind of honored that, like, I can be in a position to make sure her life's okay while she's going through school. Yeah. Like, for me, that's an honor. Like, you know what I mean?
I've heard a lot of women say that they don't want women and men say that they don't want somebody that they have to build up, right? You don't have to build up anybody, right? But I think people miss out on a lot of good opportunities by looking at somebody on the come up mm-hmm. and thinking they're not ready or not worthy when that person could be perfect for you, right? Mm-hmm. That person, yo, like, some of the hardest working people I know, right? Some of the best people I know are struggling. Right, mm-hmm. because they're trying to accomplish their goal.
Imagine mm-hmm. all the people who looked at Jay-Z and were just like, oh, he's a broke boy, he's never gonna fucking survive. Mm-hmm. Or, like, all the people who look at whoever the celebrity of the week is, and it's just like, oh, how many people are kicking themselves because it's like, you're never gonna amount to shit. Like, you know what I mean?
You just don't want to get embarrassed in the group chat. You don't want your girls to talk shit about the person you're with, or you don't want your boys to talk shit about the person.
But I'm also one of those people, like, I try my best not to, like, badmouth my significant other. Like, there we go through a lot of shit, but again, like, that's just how it is. Like, you know what I mean? And, like, there are moments where I'm like, what the fuck? But, like, you know what I mean? I think I don't really I agree with the 20-80 rule. That's great, but I really, on a much easier scale, when does the bad outweigh the good is where you start to really have, like, problems and things of that nature.
It really depends on where your values lie. I think when guys, quote unquote, waste women's time, I think some guys just need to try to be more honest.
Yeah.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. I may not agree with it, but I understand why they might put up the front or manipulate or lie. Because at the end of the day, a lie or to manipulate means you're just trying to benefit from a situation. I understand, you know, she might be real attractive, you're trying to add her to your collection, or you're trying to, you know, have sexy time with her and be able to look back at those, you know, good old times or whatever. I get it. But, you know, if you know you're not ready for that,
don't put somebody else through
that. If you know that's what she's about, relationship, long-term, all this other stuff, and you're not really about that, you're just trying to sleep with somebody you find attractive, and then if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Then, you know, I get it. Yeah. Don't waste her time. I think the same way guys should do that self-reflection and figure out what they want to do, I think women should do the same thing, because it's not a one-way street.
It's not.
I think women do know if a guy is really, like, if he's really the one, if he's really worth investing time in.
Absolutely.
But a lot of times they let their feelings get in the way of making those proper assessments.
And to jump off of that a little bit, I think that, like, I think you're 100% right. Like, honesty is key. And like I said before, men do lie because of these societal pressures. But like you say, like, you don't have to. Like, and if a woman's into you, like, there's a lot of women out there doing their thing. Like, they're budgeting. Mm-hmm. Or they're investing in stocks. Like, they're getting their degrees. And a lot of them, they just want somebody that they can be with. And you know what I'm saying? So, yo, smell good. You know, take care of yourself. Be disciplined. You know what I mean? Like, show that you're working towards something, right? Have some ambition. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to lie about shit. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have it, you don't have it. Some women, obviously, like, all human beings are assholes, and they're going to treat you like shit if they don't think you're at a certain level. Mm-hmm. But I think for the most part, a lot of people will look at you for who you are. And if you're honest about yourself, and you got and wherever you are in life, if you're on point, for whatever you are in life, whether you're a broke student or you're making six figures as a lawyer or something, right? As long as if you're on point for that position in your life, you're going to find it's going to be easier for you to find something.
Let's also not act like, so we're using this as a financial thing, but we should also recognize that, like, when people talk about, are you ready? It's not always a financial thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, just because you're financially stable doesn't necessarily mean that you're ready or able to have a relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? You got to be mentally prepared for the things that come with it.
And you're still going to fuck up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? One person wants kids now, the next person doesn't. You're both ready to have kids, but are you both emotionally ready for what comes with that? Because you've heard the story a million times. Kids change a situation. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's for the good, sometimes it's for the worse. Like, you know what I mean? A lot of times, like, it can bring people together. Sometimes it don't work like that. Hey, I have a goal I want to go through. I have something that I want to... Let's take this podcast, for example. Mm-hmm. My wife's been super supportive. Like, you know what I mean? Sometimes it does annoy her when I'm podcasting longer than I want, than, like, I expected to. Mm-hmm. But she's like, you know, you're doing your thing. Like, you know what I mean? And there are times where it's like, I'm on my laptop, and she's come to me and been like, hey, I don't get to see you a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, can you put your laptop away? And whatever. She goes, and she understands that I'm working towards something, but she's also kind of like, yo, I matter too.
Yeah.
So it isn't just a financial thing that I think people, when they say, when the person who wrote in said, if you're not ready for a relationship, then say it. And you said something about this, you said something similar to this earlier when we were talking about friends and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, being honest with someone right up front, like, that's a huge deal. If you're not, if someone says to you, I've said this on the show before, first date, my wife, do you want kids? Absolutely not. Good. Neither do I. Problem solved. Mm-hmm. Every so often, she'd be like, are you sure? And I'd be like, yeah, still good. Mm-hmm. Me, are you sure? Yeah, I'm still good. Cool. We're both older. Hey, it's safer for you to get a vasectomy. Me, cool. No problem. And people will still go, and I hear people go, you're not a man if you have a vasectomy. Suck my dick. Like, how am I not a man, dog? I don't want to have kids. And two,
I apologize for saying that to you.
And two, when people are just kind of like, oh, well, you know, like, fuck you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, who are you to tell, to quote Fab, who are you to tell me how to judge myself? Why don't you practice safe sex and go fuck yourself?
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's a question.
All right, next question. This is a good one. When you publicly or privately ex with buddies, sexualize women, do you ever regret it? No, because women sexualize men, women sexualize women. Men sexualize men sexualize women. It's what people do.
I don't wear gray sweatpants in public for a reason.
Dog, I don't either.
Yeah, like, that shit was just, like...
What's that question again?
Do you feel bad for ever sexualizing women?
No.
I don't, at all.
I don't, because, for one, I usually keep that shit to myself.
I was going to say, I sexualize women all the time, but
to your friends.
Like, we might have, okay, we have a group chat that's been going for, like, what, the past 2 or 3 years.
Club de Messieurs.
Where we just share sexy ass photos of women online. Not women we know in person, but online.
Yeah.
That's the most sexualization that I participate in.
Yeah. Openly. I'm not like thirst trapping women or shit like that. But I'm also not one of those dudes who's like, and I think she's talking about, like, your exes. I don't over sexualize my exes. I don't. Like, you know what I mean? I may talk about it among my close group of friends, but, like, my wife, none of my friends know about that, because it's none of their fucking business. Like, you know what I mean? But, like, you know what I mean? If, like, look, all right, bust this. I walk around in a sleeveless jersey. Mm-hmm. I have nice arms, tattooed, you're looking cool. I'm fine with that. I had my dick grabbed one day when I was in shorts. Mm-hmm. That shit was wild uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And someone thought that shit was funny. Well, now you know how we feel. Yo.
I ain't never grabbed a pussy in my life.
Yo, at no point have I ever just been that guy that's randomly grab a fucking crotch on the fucking train. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's like, you're coming at me with something, it's like, I was legitimately hurt. Like, I don't wear basketball shorts in public anymore because of that moment. Like, you know what I mean? And then to be attacked, it's like, and it's like, if you know me, you know who I am, and you're coming at me with that, dog, re-fucking lax.
So they were talking about etzes?
Huh? I think that's what it was coming. I think it was coming down because it said X's. So I'm assuming that's what they were talking about.
I don't know, man.
Like, I thought they. Go ahead.
Yeah, it says X with buddies. We what? Like me and my
friends. Example with buddies.
That's oh yeah, I think it was example with buddies. Okay.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I've noticed in today's climate, women sexualize themselves more than men do, because you have OnlyFans.
Unless you're Tiger. You have who's the dude who's the OnlyFans? Is it Tiger?
Tiger, yeah. You have OnlyFans. You have just random women who like to twerk just because, you know, the wind is blowing. Mm. You have, like, if I go through my timeline, I don't have a bunch of hoes on my timeline.
Yeah.
I don't even follow, like, that many models like that on Instagram that anymore. But I can always find women showing off their tits, bending over, doing all this other stuff. And these aren't like models or anything. These are just regular chicks who want to thirst trap.
Yeah.
Women over sexualize themselves.
Yeah. Specifically for money, likes,
attention. Because attention is a drug.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't see nothing. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, but, and I'm not saying you're seeing this as a negative.
Yeah.
I don't. Like, you guys know, like, I'm not the type of person to, like, share, like, I don't really do that, like, really with my people. Like, I don't really talk about, like, who, like, that.
Hobby's essentially shaming me because me and LaBelle share porn.
What? Well, I'm not shaming you.
I'm fucking with you.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, I don't see anything wrong sexualizing. Depending on the definition. I don't know what the definition they're using, but the definition I'm using, looking at people that you're attracted to in a sexual way in your mind, I don't see nothing wrong with that. Like, with the, like,
there's nothing wrong with that. Women are sexy.
Yeah.
You're going to find them sexually attractive. There's nothing wrong with that.
I think
as long as you're not disturbing anybody with your sexualization, it shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, like, if I'm on the train, I'm not just, like, eye-goggling a woman because it makes them, because that's super uncomfortable and I would never want them to feel a certain way for it. But if I'm going to be completely honest, if a woman comes up with a low-cut blouse and I happen to look, oh, nice tits. But I'm not going to be like,
you're not going to say that.
I'm not going to say it, nor am I going to, like, ogle over them, because that's kind of, it's wild.
It's creepy.
Yes, and I never want to be that creepy guy. Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
There are certain ways around it. Like, if I'm wearing a certain thing, if I'm wearing, like, the first time I get to actually go out and do something, dog, I'm going to look fucking fantastic. And yes, I want you to look at me. Fun fact, man, woman, if they say, yo, you look good, I feel good about that.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. Like, I feel good about that. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Sometimes you dress for yourself. And yes, sometimes we all dress for other people for the compliments because, yes, it feels good. Me and Greg have had this conversation 1,000 times. Sometimes just knowing you can be is just as good.
Yeah. And honestly, like, and the thing is, I think it's cultural, too. Like, I know a lot of guys, like, you guys, both of you guys know, like, or aware that, like, I grew up in a culture where, like, I guess people will consider the way women dress on certain occasions as being, like, too sexy, I guess. Or, like I'm used to seeing women with their titties out. Like, no. I'm just used, that's just... what it is, whatever, right? You go to a club, you go to a party, you go to a carnival. My mom used to drag me to Juneteenth.
Honduran or fucking, like, West Indies.
Yeah, like, so it takes a lot for me to go, like, oh, that shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, to me, it's regular. You should see the way my wife dresses when she goes to the club or she goes to Trinidad or whatever, right? Like, yeah, you probably shouldn't. But, So, I guess even that's in the eye of the beholder, right? Like, yeah. And for somebody like me who grew up in that type of culture, even saying the term sexualizing somebody doesn't even make sense to me. Like, it's just, mm-hmm. we're sexual creatures. If you have we're the body,
we are animals.
Good, if you look good to yourself, like, show that shit off. Like, whatever. People are going to look at it and they're going to like it.
Like, Greg, you have a part of your body that you love, right?
Yeah.
Honey, you have a part of your body that you love, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, so yeah, you're proud of that certain thing. Like, I'm proud of, like, certain things about my body. Yeah.
Not right now, because I'm fat as shit.
Well, dude, you know my fat state. Like, I'm kind of.
I've been working on myself lately, so.
Yeah,
let me tell you. Greg out here. Yo, Greg might be the link image.
Yo.
He might be the SoundCloud link image.
Yo, I think it was either Terry yesterday. I heart emojied one of your thirst trap pics on Instagram.
Well, Greg,
I just heart emojied a dude.
Oh, the 2013, 2014.
Yeah, I'm like, this thing looks good, bro.
Yo, Greg got hit thirst. Yo, Greg, thirst trap.
What's a thirst trap, though?
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, no.
Nigga.
No,
hold on. Fuck out of here. You are thirst trapping.
Like, yo,
what the thirst trap? Did he really just ask what a thirst trap was?
Shit, man, you made me. Yeah. I was like, damn. I saw that picture. I was like, damn.
I saw that picture. Looked in the mirror and did the thing with Beast Man. Then I was like,
I was about to grab one of Shanice's like little them sexy girdle shit.
Listen, I don't take any photos with the shirt off. I don't do anything extra. I just shit. Some of them are just. Picks I took at the gym. That's it.
Yeah, don't get it. We're fucking with you. We're like, just for you, but that was a thirst trap.
We're hating.
Oh, yeah. Hate. You know we are definitely hating.
We're hating with love.
But I was actually proud of, like, the last joint.
And which, as you should be. Yeah, like, and all jokes aside, like, you did. For as long as I've known you, when you put your mind to something, you do it. And that's a quality. That's one of the qualities about you that, like, I really admire. You put your mind towards something, you're gonna fucking do it. And I admire that. I admire that part of you, but also fuck you. all right, next question. Why do men refuse to firmly cut off exes, former hookup buddies, i.e., block them on social media, block phone numbers, etc., even when you're with the ones to end the relationship? Usually the surface response is not wanting to be rude/mean. That's a cop out, and I don't buy it.
I had to cut off all my exes. I'm just gonna say that. I'm married, so, yeah, man. My wife knows me.
My wife doesn't give a fuck at all, because she knows I don't give a shit about
her. My wife knows me, and she knows my exes, so.
One ex I had to cut off completely, because she was still being very flirtatious. And I'm just like, yeah.
I'm too much of a flirt, man. I feel like, and I don't do it on purposely, but like I said, like, it's not, I'm only saying that because I can't think of another term. Like, I'm a nice guy, yo. Like, if I talk to you, and I think some people, especially exes, sometimes they get the wrong idea, and I don't even want that in my life right now, so I cut them off.
I think that question is very triggering because I was recently in a situation.
Oh, God. Sorry. I didn't mean to bring it up. My bad. My bad. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say this.
I personally believe that your friends are your friends. Your exes are your exes. Once you enter a dating relationship with somebody, if you expect that person to cut other people off, I think that's problematic. Hmm. Especially if it's just based on a title, you don't have any necessary like examples as to why this person needs to be cut off. Other than the fact that they're an ex or somebody they used to mess with. Mm. I'm not telling everybody how to do their relationship, but I'm somebody, I know boundaries. And that goes back to the first question where I have female friends who can vouch for me who can say that Greg's never tried me. Mm-hmm. Greg's never, you know, tried to sleep with me or flirted with me or whatever. We've been friends all this time. I've cut off dudes because they couldn't keep it to themselves or keep their hands to themselves, but Greg's not one of them. I have women who can vouch for me. But because I have that certain amount of discipline and I trust that I have that certain amount of discipline, I expect the person that I'm with to trust me just as well. Mm. So if I've been, like I said, my last relationship, my ex had issues with me having female friends and being in contact with an ex. Okay, if you feel that way, cool. But the biggest issue I had with it was that she did too.
She was in contact with her exes.
Exes or people she used to be with.
Yeah.
More than friends.
Yeah.
I can't really say exes. Well, I think there was an instance where there was an ex or whatever. Brief contact, whatever. But there was at least a person or two that she's had in history with, a history with, that she was in constant contact with. But me being me, I'm someone who's big on trust and respect. If I enter a relationship with you, it's because I trust you. So if you have an ex that you speak with, I honestly, and I know it might sound weird, I don't give a fuck. Mm. I don't care if I'm in a relationship with you, it's because I've already evaluated you enough to the point where I can trust you, and I would know how you would respond if an ex, a male friend, shit, a female friend, or some random dude on the street approached you on a level that might threaten our relationship. I already assume that you're going to handle that and protect our relationship.
Yeah.
So if I'm not worried about you, and it doesn't matter what your ex says. It doesn't matter what the guy on the street says. It doesn't matter what your guy friend says. I'm concerned with how you respond to it when they say it.
That right there.
That's my only concern. So if I meet somebody and we're dating and they're like, oh, by the way, there's an ex that I'm still cool with and we've been cool for years. Okay, cool. As long as you know how to have boundaries, as long as you know how to carry yourself in conversation with them, I don't care. I'm not going to check your phone. I'm not going to constantly ask who's this, who's that, blah, blah, blah. Do what you want. But at the same time, the reason why I do that is because I believe in people having autonomy. I believe in people having a social life outside of what we have in our relationship. And I also believe in when you allow people as much freedom as they need to be who they are, they're going to do everything with genuine intention. So if you give them enough freedom, they're going to do everything with their honest intention to the point where if this person is doing things that strengthens the relationship, it's because they intend to. You give them the freedom to. If you're all insecure and you're scared that, you know, they're going to step out on the relationship, so you put all these parameters and restrictions and stuff, they might abide by it for a while, but you don't know what their true intentions are. You're constantly going to wonder if they want to cross that line. You know?
I get that, and I agree with that a lot. Like, I'm the opposite of jealous. I can't get jealous. For me, like, even if I think about, like, my wife ever cheating on me or whatever, it's like, oh, well, shit, I guess she never really loved me anyways, right? Like, that's, like, so I get that, but I think that a lot of women in particular are insecure when it comes to those types of situations. And I think for a lot of times it's for good reason. I think I don't want to seem like I'm just trying to badmouth. I'm badmouthing men or whatever, but I think a lot of women, they've been through some shit when it comes to relationships, mm-hmm. right? They've been cheated on, they've been lied to, and all this mm-hmm. other stuff. And like this shit genuinely happened mm-hmm. for a lot of complex reasons. So I think a lot of women, especially if you meet them at a certain age, mm-hmm. they're coming in with the expectation that, like, yo, it's very possible that this guy's gonna cheat on me. So they do have that insecurity, and I think, you know, if you really fuck with that young lady that you want to be with, right? Like mm-hmm. sometimes you, like, for me, my wife never asked me to stop talking to my exes explicitly, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
But we were friends before. Mm-hmm. She knew the relationship I had. Like, she mm-hmm. was around when I was with some of my exes.
Yeah.
Right. And I could see some of that insecurity, right? Like, it's not, she wasn't saying shit, whatever, but I know my wife.
Yeah.
So I understood how it was making her feel.
But she didn't have to say it.
She did it. Sometimes, I just did it on my own. Yeah.
Sometimes if you see it makes them uncomfortable, if you see it makes them act funny,
yeah.
it's not about them saying, well, I want you to stop talking to X, Y, and Z. Yeah. Sometimes the fact that they have, that they show how they feel about it, because you don't have to always say stuff to express it.
Yeah.
Sometimes mm-hmm. your reaction is, your reaction says enough.
Yeah.
So, I just feel like, me personally, I'm not going to tell anybody who they can and can't speak
yeah.
to. I should be able to trust you enough to do what you need to do to yeah. protect our relationship.
Yeah, facts.
If you're with somebody, you're supposed to be able to trust them. You're supposed to be able to respect them. Mm-hmm. If they're with you, they're supposed to be able to trust you and respect you. Mm-hmm. If they can't do that, if you're with somebody you don't trust, you should not be with them.
Facts.
Point
yeah.
blank,
yeah.
period.
Yeah, facts.
It saves everybody yep. trouble. It saves me trouble. It saves you trouble. It just makes things easier. And plus, also, when you give people that proper freedom, you're also giving them plenty of rope yeah. to hang themselves. Yep.
And it stresses you out less.
Yeah, because, like I said, when you're giving them that freedom, you see how people want to act when they're given the freedom to act.
Yep.
And a lot of times, if they really had secret intentions that they didn't want you to know about, they're going to get sloppy.
Oh, he's not paying attention.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, he's not paying attention. I can do this. I can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're going to trip up and they're going to hang themselves. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. that's why I prefer to move that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have, if I'm with somebody, I'm with somebody. I may not have always felt this way,
mm-hmm.
but I'm much more mature now.
Mm-hmm.
I've been this way for at least 5 or 6 years now. So I just, like, you get more mature, you realize, you know what? I don't have to look through any phones. I don't have to ask a ton of questions. I'm not going to interrogate you. If I trust you, I trust you. And if I find something out, I'm going to choose my battles. I'm either, if I have enough evidence, I'm a say something and check you on it or try to find out if this is what I think it is. If I don't have enough, honestly, I just leave it alone.
Did you watch the last Dave Chappelle special? There's one part he's talking about, like, his relationship with his wife after a few, you know, they've been together for a while. And I was like, she's like, she wants to go to the club. She dresses mm-hmm. up, whatever. He's just like, let's go. And she feels weird about him not really stressing her and wanting to go to the club, whatever. He's like, nah, I can stay home and eat Pringles off my stomach, whatever, right? Like when you don't, I see a lot of dudes, a lot of women too, stressing out. Like a lot of relationships end off of shit that you make up in your own mind, right? Like, you're like, shit that might not even be happening. But if you honestly trust mm-hmm. the person you're with, which you said is important, I agree. Yo, you're not stressing any of that. You're like, yo, you're so comfortable
mm-hmm.
with the fact that they love you and they won't fuck exactly. around on you. That live your life, be happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
And I don't think enough people realize that there's side effects
mm-hmm.
to lying all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There's side effects to the same way there's side effects to being cheated on, the mm-hmm. trauma you feel from, you know, being, you know, betrayed by someone. It goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the type of person who lies all the time, you're going to be worried that the next person is lying to you all the time. If you're the type of person who's sneaky, who's manipulative,
mm-hmm.
who's cheating, and all these other things, you're going to be worried about the next person being the same way.
Yeah.
So, really, a lot of people who are jealous and very insecure, it's not always because they were with somebody that did them dirty and they're still dealing with it, coping with it, and all this other stuff. A lot of times it's self-inflicted.
Yep.
It's because they were doing people dirty. Every time I talk to somebody who's had a jealous ex, an insecure ex, or insecure boyfriend, or whatever, it's either because they were on one side of the fence or the other.
Yep.
It was because...
This whole conversation is triggering me, by the way.
It's either because homeboy was a dirtbag and did them dirty,
yep.
or it's because they were the dirtbag
yep.
and did their boy dirty. Man dirty. So they run around with this guilt.
Mm-hmm.
They're worried that the person that they're with is doing the same things that they were doing, because, like usual, they can't take what they dish out.
Mm-hmm.
It's an insecurity thing
mm-hmm.
that needs healing.
Mm-hmm.
It needs a lot of work. You need to grow up, understand. Listen, we've all done dirty shit. all of us. It may, for some people, it's been some big dirty shit, and for other people, just little, nothing too crazy. But we've all been dishonest. We've all betrayed somebody one way or another, whether the other person knows it or not. We've all done shit that we're not proud about. But at the end of the day, you're supposed to heal. You're supposed to self-assess and decide if that's the kind of person you want to be, if that's the kind of character you want to adopt for the rest of your life. If you really want to go through the trouble of subscribing to being that type of person, that's really up to you. But some people, some of us, we actually mature. We look back on stuff like that and we're like, you know what? That's some fucked up shit. I'm not going to do that again. I never want to see a person that I love crying because of some grimy shit that I did. I don't want to deal with some of the guilt that may come behind me wasting a particular woman's time, you know?
Yeah.
So you grow from that and you just try to do better.
Yeah.
You learn from your mistakes and you try to find some kind of resolve by being a better person moving forward. But not everybody's like that. Some people are dirt bags.
Yeah.
Some people are sneaky. Some people lie all the time. They're like pigs and shit. You know, they just feel more comfortable playing in their shit, playing in the mud, and they don't have any interest in being better people. Meanwhile, they're projecting all that shit onto other people.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I just want to let everyone know that this whole conversation triggered the shit out of me. Because I have been the super jealous dude who has, and know what it's like to just kind of like, you know, knowing damn well that you're actually the problem in the situation.
Oh, nah, man.
I think that's all we have for questions, actually.
I'm curious. You think there was a question somebody asked me?
Oh, thank you.
I really want to know.
Thank you. Yeah. So, quote, Javi, why are you always trolling on Facebooks?
On Facebooks? Is that what people think I'm doing? They think I'm trolling?
Dog, you are trolling.
Really?
Yes, you are trolling.
I'm not, though.
Never.
Give me one example. Oh, boy. I'm not trolling, yo.
I love that he says prove it and not realize that I have a laptop directly in front of me that I can actually prove it.
I don't think I'm trolling, man.
Let's see. Let's go to his Facebook page.
Yo.
Are you sure you want me to do this?
Nah. Okay. So Shanice says the same thing. She's like, you're always trolling these people. But I don't think I am, bro.
Nigga, okay.
I'm not doing it intentionally.
Nigga, okay.
Yo. Listen, I say what I say. Like,
some strategy from the left.
Oh, you mean the political stuff? I mean, yo.
Just in general, Doug, you troll. You are a troll.
Really?
You are a political troll. You literally bait people into situations just that. So here's the thing. I don't knock it.
Yeah.
Because you troll people specifically to have a conversation.
But you know what's okay, so here's the hilarious part about it. I don't go on anybody else's Facebook page. Like, I don't do that. I don't do Facebook like that. Like, I'm not scrolling through people's Facebook pages or whatever. I will post something, and somebody will comment, and I will respond. Like, I feel like trolls actively go out to look to, like, just bother people, right? Like, just be annoying. I used to be a troll when I was younger or whatever, right? Like, when social media was, like, budding. But, like, people come. So whatever I post on Facebook, right, it's really based on a stream of consciousness. I just say whatever I'm thinking at the time. I don't really think too much about it. I just post it. And then when people, it might elicit a response from folks, and I'll respond to it. And if I do respond, it's based on the knowledge that I've gained from educating myself on certain subjects, right? Like, I went to school for a lot of this shit. A lot of shit that people talk about on Facebook, I literally went to school to study that shit, like, especially political stuff, things that deal with race, things that deal with, like, you know, policing, all this stuff. Like, I've studied these things. I've looked at the data. I've written papers, right? And then people, you know, they come to me with, like, their Wikipedia knowledge, shit that they probably saw on a YouTube video or whatever, right? And it's clear to me that they don't have the knowledge necessary to engage in these types of conversations. So I literally transcribe, right? They're not my own ideas, just facts based on things that I've read from people that are experts in the field. And if you think that's trolling, I don't know what to tell you, bro. Like, shit, go to school. I don't know. Read a book.
Really, that's what it comes down
to. Yeah, at the end of the day. Like, not to offend whoever asked that question, but I'm not trolling, man. I love everybody.
I was also asked if... asked if I could pretend to be Santa. I absolutely would.
That'd be dope.
I would absolutely pretend to be Santa. I actually would be a mall Santa. I'm like, yo, but your kids ain't sitting in my lap.
They got to, though.
No, they don't.
What are you going to do, just stand in front of you?
Like, yes. Oh. I don't want a fucking kid in my lap. That's just nasty.
You really hate kids.
I do. Dog, how many times do I have to say that I don't like kids?
Okay, so I know you're not doing this, but that just brings up something that I saw on social media. Wiz Khalifa kissing his son on the lips.
And people That's nasty. Like,
is it, though? Like, yes. I don't know, man. I feel like a lot of things when it comes to, like, that, to Dwayne Wade's daughter.
Look.
Right? Like, I think we all have a habit of sexualizing everything, like the person mm-hmm. said. Like, not just each other. But I think that, like, when some of these things bother us, some of us, it's because we're sexualizing children.
Well, here's the thing, like, about that is, just because I think it's nasty, I'm not going to knock them for it.
Yeah.
Like, think that's the difference. I think it's nasty.
Yeah.
You do whatever it is you're going to do, because it doesn't affect me directly. He's not French kissing his kid. He's his fucking kissing his kid. I don't give a shit.
And his kid is
so young. I'm pretty sure I did it as a fuck. I know for a fact I did it as a kid.
Yeah.
If I had a kid, would I kiss my kid lips? No. But that's just me.
You're going to have a kid?
Huh?
You're going to have a kid?
Nigga, I had a vasectomy, so no.
That's just reversible.
Huh?
That's just reversible.
Not in this house.
Not here.
That shit is not reversible here, dog. If my wife said one day that she wanted to have kids, we would sit down and have a conversation, and we would discuss whether or not it's a good idea for us to have kids. Honest to Odin, like, we've had this conversation before, and it's like, but I don't want kids, neither does she. I'm fine. I like being able to go to Hawaii when I want to.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I mean, you can just leave your kids at home.
You
have a microwave.
We also have this conversation about there's not a lot of people that we trust to leave our kids. Who the fuck are we going to leave our kids with? We don't trust anybody enough to leave our fucking kids with them. Fuck that noise.
Greg's pretty good.
I would trust Greg with my kids. I would trust Lavelle with my kids. I trust you with my kids. But, like, no. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was one... I don't know if I told the story in the podcast, but fuck it. And this was one of my favorite moments in my wife's history. I had my father on speaker one day, and after we just got married, we just got back from our honeymoon and everything. And he goes, oh, now that you're married, are you having kids? And I go, no. We've had this conversation. Dad, I'm not having kids. I don't want to have kids. And he goes, it's not your decision on whether or not you have kids. It's up to the grandparents. And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. And I was like, I'm good. And my father said something. I'm on speaker. My wife said the funniest shit ever. She goes, why? So you cannot pay attention to them too?
Wow.
Oh, man, before you end, though.
You saw where this was going.
Before you end, though, you said there was a question that somebody asked for Greg that you don't think he'll answer.
He answered it. It was about him letting somebody slap his cheeks.
Oh, man.
I don't think Greg understood that it wasn't necessarily slapping his cheeks. That person was throwing it at him to fuck. Like, but I think Greg said it by him not being available, which was the answer to that conversation.
Sorry, Greg's cheeks are not available. Pause.
All right, this has been the Old Man Wade Show. You can find us on the Old Man Wade Show on Facebook. You can find me on oldmanwade.com on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us on oldmanwade.com. Hopefully, Javi will put one of the two articles that I've actually written and put them online.
There's plenty there now, though. So
also, fuck Facebook for not letting us promote that one article because it had the word nipple in it.
Everybody has nipples.
Facebook. You know what's funny? I'm going to promote it on fucking Twitter. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Send me the money back.
Twitter has no scruples.
Send this to me on Twitter. I'm just going to fucking promote it. Send it back to me. I'll just fucking promote it on Twitter. That's pretty much all I got.
CCBN.
CCBN on Black Rabbit.
BlackRabbit.com. New episode.
New episode will be coming out soon. BlackRabbit.com. I've actually written a ton of articles for him over the last couple of months. He also has dope content. I also want to send a special shout out to Duke the Great on Tell Us the Truth. I've been on, Javi's been on, my wife's been on, Black Rabbit's been on. It's a conversation. It's him talking, having conversations that we all need to have, mm-hmm. and it's not biased. He's had black Republicans on. He's had white people on. He's had black people on, and he's had like really dope conversations about everything else that's everything that's happening in our world. That conversations that need to be had.
It's a really good podcast.
It's a really dope fucking podcast, and I definitely think that everyone needs to take care of it. Not take care of it, take a listen to it, because I think we can all learn from the conversations that he's having on these shows.
I think it's exclusive to iHeartRadio.
Oh no, you can it's on Spotify, okay. And it's definitely on iTunes. I listen on iTunes.
Yeah, okay, cool.
But it is on iHeartRadio, so like if sometimes I think it may come out before. Let me just make sure because I'm trying to figure out the last time I actually listened to it. Actually, no, it is exclusive to iTunes. Like I said, it is what I listen to it on.
And Duke, come back on the show to get your ass handed to you.
Duke's going to come on the show soon. I want to actually talk to him about just like stuff that's happened in the world in general, because it's been a weird year. Also, it's Spotify that I listen to it on. His last episode was Maria Ann Russell Tells Us the Truth, and that was yesterday, actually. So yeah, Greg, you have anything to promote? What's the name when they can find you on Twitter?
Just Greg, JUSSGREG.
Word for the wise. You don't want to smoke with Greg.
I don't really deal with the smoke or anything like that.
Greg will ignore the shit. Like, you want the smoke, you'll just fucking fire extinguisher that shit and move the fuck on.
I'm very friendly.
You are, but you're also very honest. So if someone asks you a question, they may not like your response to it. You're not going to argue with them, but you'll have a discussion with them about things like that. And I appreciate about you and your...
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, also, Comic Book History 101.
Oh, yes. I was on with you and Brandon.
Yes.
It's a really good show. I'm going to try to sneak on as much as possible because they have really good contact.
We talk all the comic book shit on that, man. So, we have a couple of comic book podcasts. We have CCBM. We have Comic Book 101.
We're doing everything. We're about to do a holistic podcast about, like, incense and shit.
Yeah, as I sit here and drink this lovely beer that's not holistic.
OldManWay.com. OldManWay.com. Go to it.
All right, does anybody have anything to say? We should end with Tom Cruise.
You're down here in Hollywood making movies right now because of us. Because they believe in us and what we're doing. I'm on the phone with every studio at night. Insurance companies. Producers. And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies.
So basically Tom Cruise was talking to people like, yo, respect the fucking COVID shit. Like, dog. Look, I'm going to end with this. I don't give a fuck if you don't believe in COVID. It's a real thing. Respect it. I have friends who have issues with it and issues with all that. But you know what they do? They still know enough to respect the idea of, like, wear a mask in public and all that. And that's one thing I have to say. I appreciate the people who may not believe in it, but still respect it enough to understand that people are still dying, getting sick from this shit. So yeah, I don't have anything funny to say at the end of this.
Damn it, Wade!
Damn it, Wade!